Getting through the good stuff for you today on Triple M and the Greg Kinn Band in just one moment. Greg Kinn has a rather interesting way of writing his songs. We'll get into that for you. But firstly, let's have a look at some technology as we do on a Tuesday on the drive home. Trevor Long has been having a very close look at this whole TikTok controversy. He's with us on the phone from EFTM.com. Hello, mate. How are you?
G'day, g'day. I'm very well.
Last week we talked about this data breach, Latitude Financial, and it was what, like 7.9 million driver's licenses breached. That ain't pretty. That's very nasty indeed. I wonder if there's any more information going to come out though.
No, I think they're pretty clear now how bad it is, and that's what they're saying. Went from 328,000 to 7.9 million in pretty quick time. They've obviously been looking at the logs and worked that out. Now, there's also another 6.1 million records that are not quite as detailed, and you don't know how many of those are also in that other first list. But basically, 8 or 9 million people have been affected. And here's the worst part. The data goes back to 2005.
Ooh.
Why the hell is any company keeping information from 2005? It just makes no sense.
You've got to keep it for taxation purposes for 7 years, don't you? That's a long way back, 2005.
Well, yeah, let's assume that's it. Yeah, but not 18.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal.
Someone's going to be answering for that, I would say. Now, this TikTok thing, even in the United States, they've had US congressional hearings about TikTok. What do you make of this controversy, Trev?
I think it's hype. I think it's a lot of fear-mongering. I think it's a lot of propaganda, and I think it's annoying. But here's what I like about it. I'm going to take the good part out of it. We're talking about data. We're talking about privacy, and we're talking about app permissions. So I love TikTok. I think it's a great app. It's fantastic as a creator. It's a great community. I love it. And if I'm going to hate on an app, I'm probably going to hate on Facebook before TikTok, because they've actually lost people's data over the years.
True.
So what I want is a conversation at the federal government level about apps and data privacy, and I want the government to ban all social media apps on government devices, because I don't want Facebook knowing where our ministers are, let alone TikTok. And I want the government to help fund, run, build a program of conversations about, you know, privacy and privilege to users, because it's all in your hand. You open up your phone, you go to the settings, you choose TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. You choose what you share with them. You choose to share contacts, calendar, location, whatever it might be. So let's make sure people know that. And let's turn those things off that we don't want to share. If you want to complain about it, turn it off. You don't have to stop using the app. You can just turn off the thing that you don't like. TikTok, for example, here's the best beat up of all. TikTok does not ask for GPS location, ever. So they don't know where you are. They certainly have a sense that you're in a certain city, because we all know that based on just the internet. But Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they use your location. So can we be real about it? Understand that social media apps are the problem or the question, and the answers need to come across the industry, not just targeting one app.
So why would the Chinese, I think it was the US Chinese ambassador or the CEO, I think it was, for TikTok, gets dragged into these congressional hearings? That is a very big deal. So why did they do that? If it's, as you say, as simple as just going, sorry, no permission.
Well, you could say it's Facebook lobbying money, lining the pockets of US congressmen. But you could also say that they are xenophobic, that they have an axe to grind against China. I mean, I'm not a fan of China and their politics and the way they operate and a bunch of things. But I've never had a problem buying a toy made in China. So why do I have a problem with an app with origins in China? It's no longer based in China. Their offices are in Los Angeles and Singapore. Their CEO is Singaporean. All our data is stored in Singapore or Virginia in the US. You know, there's no evidence of the Chinese government ever doing with asking for or accessing user information. So until we see evidence, I'm all over it. I'm scrolling away, loving it.
Because I'm led to believe there are government agencies, local government departments, within Western Australia, who will not allow you to have Facebook on your
account. Can you do some work, folks?
Yeah.
It's a time killer as well. So
yeah,
let's get some work done and get off social media. I understand that you need to have access to social media. Your staff need to do it because you've got to put pictures up of you handing over checks and stuff like that. But I don't want you having it as a minister and a member of parliament, I want you to be safe and secure and all your information in a walled garden.
Interesting stuff. If you want to read some more about that, go to EFTM.com. Quickly before we go, the F1's on this weekend in Melbourne. Who's going to win, do you reckon?
It's a great question. It's hard not to back Red Bull with Max Verstappen at this point, but hopefully we get some performance from Ferrari and we get a bit of race on our hands. And hopefully Oscar Piastri, the Aussie, gets in the top 10. And by the way, Formula 2 and Formula 3 also in Melbourne this weekend for the first time ever. And there's four Aussies racing across those categories as well.
Go, go, go. Hey, thank you, mate. Nice to talk to you. We'll wrap up all of that next week at this time. You take care. Have a good 7 days.
Pleasure, mate.
Thank you. That's Trevor Long from EFTM.com. There is a ton of technological stories there and a whole bunch of stuff about motoring and everything too. EFTM.com. Good to have him with us on Triple M.